This is The Bird Show.
I don't believe this. The statistic I'm about to read, I do not believe.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if we can get any dudes to call. Well, let me just tell you what the stat is first. It says psychologists and researchers have seen an increasing number of women becoming addicted to pornography on the internet over the past 10 years. That's not shocking, but the numbers that they reveal here are pretty shocking. Survey says that 17% of women said they struggled with pornography addiction. 17. Let's just round that up to 20.
Mm-hmm.
So one in five women?
I'm surprised by that too.
We got five women in here. That would mean, Melissa Carter, you are addicted to porn in some way, shape, or form. That seems high.
It does. Yeah. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised by that because I don't think that women are as visually stimulated as men. I mean, they can be, but I don't think it can be. At least my perception is that it wouldn't be as addictive for a woman as it could be for a man.
You know how there are some times that we'll ask questions on The Bird Show, and the goal is to not get any phone calls because we think it's such a unique segment that no one will call? I got one for you because we've never heard this in 9 years. I would love to hear from a guy, and we'll put you on the voice disguiser, that has broken up with a woman because she was downloading or checking out too much porn on the internet. Now, we've done this a million times the other way around.
Yeah,
but we have never heard a guy say that the problem in my relationship is my woman and her pornography. Because according to this, one out of every five, almost one out of every five women are struggling with pornography addiction.
Would a guy be as insecure with it if a woman was doing it in the relationship? Like, Bert, if Stacey was looking at porn, would you be insecure about her looking at it all the time?
First couple years would be cool. And then I think it probably wears off.
Depends on how much.
Fun no more, honey. It depends on if she's watching with you or if it's replacing you.
Yeah.
Once you've been replaced by it, there's no going back.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. I want to put dudes on the voice disguiser that have broken up with women because their women were addicted to porn. That was like the major in the relationship. One in three visitors to pornography sites were women.
Really?
Yeah. I am surprised by that.
I'm very shocked.
About 30% of internet pornography consumers are women.
Are you sure that's not guys signing up as women?
I don't know.
Username and profile is all a woman. And
Maria Sandoval.
Really
sure you are. Studies have shown that women find it easier to click a few buttons on the internet to search for sexually alluring material. One in five women say that they have a problem with it. Check this out. Bob's going to prove me wrong.
Wow.
We'll call him Bob, and he is on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey.
I broke up. I was in a relationship with an older woman, and I broke up with her because she had a really bad obsession with pornography.
Really? Now, obsession?
Yes.
Obsession. So how many times a day was she checking out porn online?
Well, she had tried to disguise it so many times, but I kept seeing it in the internet history. But I would say at least 9 to 10 times per day.
Really?
Wow.
And, okay. I was going
to. That's intense.
I was going to ask more questions about it because the phone lines are lit up, by the way.
Yeah, because I think there is a stereotype that this is a guy thing and guys wouldn't have a problem with it and women don't usually do this. What was the final straw for you before you left? Like, what was the final conversation like?
Well, for me personally, because honestly, I mean, I was young once, you know, and as a teenager, you struggle with that kind of thing, I believe. But what ended up happening was I just talked to her about it, and I was like, look, this is ruining things because I feel like you're not attracted to me enough. And honestly, I talked to her about it, and she acted like everything was going to be okay, but then I saw the same stuff happening again a couple of weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally just told her I couldn't handle it anymore.
Wow. So you literally broke up with her because she was watching too much porn.
Yes, sir, literally.
Wow. Not the only one. Here's John. Good morning. You are on The Bert Show, and you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Morning. I've done the same thing. Had to break up with a woman because of porn.
Really? I didn't think we'd get any calls.
Wow.
I thought no calls on this. Like Melissa was saying, at what point, like the first time that you found out that she was checking out those sites, it was probably sort of a turn-on for you, right? At what point did it get all turned around?
For the first 3 months, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would do it together, and then I realized, wait a minute, we weren't doing it together all the time. And then, you know, we had toys and whatnot. and then you start feeling replaced by it, and everything seemed to be going good, then she would get off early from work, go home, and look at it, and then use a toy, and then you start feeling, you know, like you're not even needed anymore.
If we took a transcript of what you were saying right now, the exact words that you were saying right now, we've had this conversation dozens of times with women that have said the exact same thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's like I said, at first, it is fun. And then it gets to the point where, you know, well, why am I needed? Well, I don't need to be in this relationship because she doesn't need me.
Is that the reason why you you told her you were breaking up?
Yeah, I had to, you know, it got to the point where it was either that or me. And I hated to say it. I mean, she was a beautiful woman. We had a great relationship. But if you're not needed, you're not needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it'll make you feel worse than somebody cheating on you. Because I've had somebody cheat on me, and that's fine. You realize, okay, well, she cheated. She went on her own way. Found something better. But at least there you have a reason. You know, if you don't have a reason like somebody cheating on you, then you're thinking, well, hell, I guess it's just me.
What was the reason that you told your friends that you guys broke up? Because I'm guessing you didn't tell your dude friends that you broke up with a woman because she was checking out too much porn.
Actually, I dated her after one of my guy friends dated her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the reason he gave me for them breaking up.
Really?
No, really.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. And you're like, that's one I can handle, no problem. And Right. Turns out you couldn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
But at first, it was great. It was fun. It was entertaining. We would watch it together. And then you look up the history on the computer, and there's more of it there. I mean, she would find websites that I wouldn't even think about.
Wow.
Wow. Hmm.
This next call might shock you guys. Yeah, I am shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Miranda. She wants to be on The Voice Discusser. Hey, Miranda.
Hi, I am a cam girl on one of the sites, so I'm one of the wives models who kind of work with the adult industry online, and I wanted to tell you that I think the stats are pretty accurate because a lot of times I can see my clients.
Mm-hmm.
We do cam to cam, and I see a lot of women. I see probably about 25% of my clients are women.
No
really?
Kidding.
Wow.
And what I think it is more or less that they're experimenting, like they're not really open about it or to it with other people, and this is how they try it with other girls. I mean, I don't really know any other way to describe it. For me, I do it just because I needed extra cash flow. I'm in school, all that other stuff. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I also get a lot of the other models, the other girls on the site will pay me.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, when you have that dual camera thing going on, are women watching alone, or are there dudes there with them, or are they there with other women?
Most of the time, they're by themselves.
Really?
But there have been a couple who have been there with you know, some man. You know, I haven't seen any women with other women. I've heard about that from the other girls, but I've never experienced that myself. Most of the time, they're by themselves, and probably, you know, I don't know, one out of every 30 of the girls would be with a man.
Wow.
Wow.
So maybe this is accurate.
Wow.
The statistic, again, if you're just checking us out this morning,
shocking,
is basically saying that, one in every five women said they struggled with pornography addiction.
I'm shocked.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm totally
because
shocked.
I guess we have the we have the stereotype that this is just a guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's not, you know?
This is The Bert Show.